It was peach season 2 years ago, and so I was a little Bubba Gump because I was like salted caramel peach and ginger peach and basil peach and lavender peach and peaches and cream and peaches and yogurt. And just with one fruit, we had 20 different flavors. And I thought, wait a minute, I could do that. But they were really good and people really liked them and it resonated with folks. And so 4 months later, I sort of quit my job and started a little popsicle business.
It was hot at Solid Sound.
Yeah.
I was walking around and I saw a little pop-up popsicle stand and I talked to Will Tooman, who was there, and I had an orange cream popsicle, which, you know, when you're a little kid, is not made with either orange or cream, but this was so refreshing. And then a little bit later in the weekend, I saw my wife, Professora Belmonte, and Pax walking around with little popsicles too, and that was from Crooked Stick Pops in East Hampton. And joining me are Julie Tumim from Crooked Stick Pops and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks. They're local hero popsicle makers. This might be a first for us, at least, Phil. Talking, I don't think we know any other local hero popsicle makers.
We don't, and it's about time.
Julie, tell me about your popsicles. Where did this idea come from that you were going to focus on popsicles?
Where it started was completely by accident. Like a lot of people who decide to go into business for themselves, I wanted to do 18 different things.
Then I dropped some fruit into the freezer stick fell in.
There's a pop shop in Florida called The Hippo. When we went on vacation, we were there like 4 times a day. And when I was looking to do something different, we looked at maybe opening a restaurant or a bar, and we looked at the cost of that and how you lose your life for the first 5 years.
Yeah.
That was not in the plan for me. Popsicles literally popped up.
And so now you've got an actual pop-up shop, but it's a popsicle shop. It's not a pop-up. You're there for a while in Eastworks in East Hampton.
Yeah, that just opened a week ago.
And then you decided it'd be a good idea to go and try to sell popsicles at Solid Sound.
Indeed. Well, I thought if you're going to do it, why not do it in the most chaotic, frenetic way possible?
Yeah.
So we did Cultural Chaos in East Hampton June 10th, and then we opened the pop shop on the 17th, and then we were at Solid Sound on the 24th, and then we're going to be at Green River in 3 weeks. And it's cool. I'll sleep in December.
You're going to lose 5 years of your life anyway, it sounds like.
What, 5 years?
How many popsicles did you sell at Solid Sound? Because I kept seeing people going up to it. You were in a great location traffic-wise.
Sold about 2,300 pops.
That's a lot of popsicles. Julie Tumim, who's from Crooked Stick Pops in East Hampton, tell me about the popsicles themselves. Like, what are you using for ingredients? Where are you getting those ingredients from? What makes you a local hero popsicle maker as opposed to
generic,
out-of-towner?
The
only time we ever get popsicles in my house is when somebody's been throwing up. They get the Pedialyte pops. So could I trade in Pedialyte pops for these?
Interesting idea, but no. Sorry, Monty. We use locally sourced ingredients as much as humanly possible. So right now I'm in a bit of a strawberry craze. Right?
Is there anything in the box?
Let's see what's in the box.
What's in the box? We do. We have 2 strawberry pops. The strawberry with peach balsamic. So strawberries from Werner, and then peach balsamic from Ellie's Oils here in town. And then I have a sriracha strawberry, also known as the Sunderland pop, because it's Werner Farms strawberries and Kitchen Garden Farms' sriracha.
I want that one. And for those who don't have the benefit of seeing what we're doing right now, you're called Crooked Stick Pops because it's...
Why is that?
It's crooked.
Oh my god!
When it goes in there. You broke it. Look at it.
No, you broke it.
You broke it.
It was straight when I gave it to you.
Oh wow, that's what she said. What made you give you the idea of going crooked?
I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and when you make popsicles with the molds from Amazon, there's like a little metal plate that goes over the top of the popsicle molds, and the sticks can move. And so like very carefully, so precisely, you'd put the sticks in and then delicately put it in the freezer, and then you take them out and the sticks were crooked. Always. So one day, infuriated Julie could not take the crooked sticks anymore, and I just knocked them over and threw them in the freezer. So frustrated. I was also trying to name a business. And if you put pop and stick in front of any word in the English language, it's already taken by someone else or it's stupid. The sticks came out crooked. They were uniformly crooked. And in the back of my head, I heard my darling husband, Will, who's a web guy, say, make a bug a feature, make a bug a feature. And I was like, that's it. We're crooked stick pops. The sticks are going to be crooked. That's my shtick. Everyone's going to love it. And they're going to go, my stick is crooked. And I'm going to say, indeed.
Look at the name. And the stick is your shtick.
Indeed.
This is strawberry season. So we're having strawberry sriracha strawberry right now with Kitchen Garden Sriracha and the Werner Farm. Strawberries. This is delicious. It's hard to tell if it's cold or hot because it's cold popsicle, but there's a little bit of spice there too, which is fun. And how's yours, Phil?
Mine is strawberry all over with some peach and balsamic, and it's the most strawberry tasting popsicle I've ever had.
And who puts balsamic in a popsicle? I mean, that's kind of a cool idea. What's to be expected? Let's say you'll be at Green River Festival.
Indeed.
You know what you're going to be bringing to that on a couple weeks?
Well, we're going to be still on the strawberry kick because Werner's going strong. We just got our last batch of rhubarb for the season. So we'll probably have strawberry rhubarb and then a maple rhubarb cream. Because one of our amazing local products that we can get year round is amazing maple. I still have some blueberries that I froze from last year. So the nice thing about what I do is I can pick everything when it's in season, and then I have a blast freezer. So I can freeze the apples, the pears, the blueberries, the strawberries, anything that's growing locally, and then use local produce throughout the year, even when it's out of season. And so, like, I have in the box here, additionally, a maple pear and a blueberry lavender. The maple pear is 100% local. It's even local water from East Hampton.
Award-winning water in East Hampton.
Award-winning water. That's right. Take that, Colorado.
Yeah.
And then the blueberry lavender as well. Both the pears and the blueberries are from Quan Quan up in Whately. And I just overpicked last year so that I can have them this year. A lot of spicy.
Yeah.
We found people like the spicy pops.
Cool. It makes me feel like I'm a grown-up eating a popsicle, but it's got sriracha in it, so I'm still a grown-up.
And it also is a popsicle that makes you eat it, because you're like, oh, that's hot. Let me take a bite of this cold thing.
Yeah, and you can't stop. It's a vicious circle. Julie Tooman from Crooked Stick Pops in East Hampton. You can go to their pop shop at Eastworks in East Hampton, or they'll be at the Green River Festival.
And farmers markets.
And farmers markets, too. So, yeah, hopefully sell out at all of those places as well and get back into the freezer and freeze all of our local hero fruits. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.